Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 164, Blessed in the Doing. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. James chapter 1, verse 25. Just let that settle for a moment. James is not describing a man with an impressive knowledge of Scripture. He's not talking about the one who takes the most notes or who has the most worn-out Bible on the shelf. He's talking about the one who does, who acts, and he says that man, that one, will be blessed. But look at where it starts. He looks closely, not a glance, not a skim. He leans in. He slows down. He lets the word look back at him, because the law James is describing is not a burden. It is a law of liberty. And the person who has never lingered long enough in front of it to feel that freedom has not yet discovered what is being offered here. Then comes the next thing. He perseveres. This is not a visit. It's a dwelling place. The blessing is not born in one inspired moment. It's born in returning tomorrow and the day after to the same call. The faith that works is the faith that stays, the kind that doesn't vanish when the week gets hard, the kind that doesn't wait to feel like it before it obeys. But James goes further. He talks about the forgetful hearer, and that phrase stings a little, because we have all been that hearer. We walk out of a service, we close the podcast, we finish the reading, and within hours the day has swallowed everything we received. Keeping the word is not memorizing verses. It's letting the word enter your day, your decisions, the way you speak, what you choose to do when no one is watching. And that is where James draws the line, not between the ignorant and the learned, between the hearer and the doer. The gap between them is never in what they know. It is always in what they do with what they know. Because the promise is this: he will be blessed in his doing. Not after the doing, in the very doing itself. The blessing is not the reward that arrives at the end when everything worked out. It lives inside obedience. You find it in the middle of the road, not at the end. A full life, not an easy life, but a full one. And then the text calls you by name. Not tomorrow, today. Think of one truth God has already shown you. Something you heard, something you felt, something you recognized as right, and have not yet obeyed. Not because you forgot it, because you haven't moved on it yet. That is the step. That is where the blessing is waiting for you. Today, take that step. Concrete. Real. One step. The first one, if that's where you are. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.